Groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free, indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
Welcome to the Baseball Corner with Austin Orman.
Payoff pitch.
And Nick Saner.
Here's the 0-1. This is going to be a tough play. Bryant, the Cubs win the World Series. Bryant makes the play. It's over. And the Cubs have finally won it all.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Keep an eye on the ball as they go around the horn from local prep baseball to college baseball and even the minor and major leagues. Now, here are your hosts, Nick Sainert and Austin Orman.
Welcome in. One-on-one time. Gave you the Baseball Corner intro. It's been too long since I've heard John Fogerty sing center field. So here we go. It is one-on-one with DP. Austin Orman here, joined more importantly by assistant coach for Husker Baseball, Lance Harvell. You want to be a part of the show? You sure can. 402-464-5685. As always, Coach Harvell, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, if you want to be part of the show, just come on down. We got three empty seats here. Just doors open.
Sure is.
Grab some coffee. Come sit down. Come chop it up.
Joke's on them. They got to crack the code, though. They guess the five-digit code. Just kidding. We'll probably let you.
937 is probably three of the five.
Don't give away the state secrets here, Coach. Come on now. Come on now. How you doing?
Doing great. It's been a busy week. Signing day was Wednesday. So put the class, at least the early signing period, the first part of the signing class for the year, put that to bed this week. And so, it's been a busy week. Big day on the recruiting coordinator calendar.
Right. Walk people through the class. Maybe if they didn't pay attention, how many kids did you sign and what do you like about the class so far?
Yeah. So, 17 kids, kind of a little heavier with the high school kids, but, 10 high school, 7 junior college. And, a pretty talented group of guys, that we got coming in, address some needs that we had looking moving forward, just on the mound. Kind of top to bottom. There wasn't any specific area, holes to fill, anything like that. But across the board from left-handed pitching, right-handed pitching, position players all over the field, we kind of addressed it all and feel great about it.
You mentioned that the 10 high school kids, a little heavy on the high school aspect. Was that an intentional choice this year?
Yeah, and heavy in the sense of not heavier than normal, but just kind of with everything moving forward, just our basic strategy, and it's not black and white. Obviously we operate a lot of gray area, but I think probably moving forward, let's just say that the breakdown of a class, if we signed 20 guys, I think we've kind of looked at 8 high school, 8 junior college, and 4 guys out of the transfer portal. And that's, give or take, plus or minus 1 or 2 guys maybe here and there, because you never quite know. If you try to stick to numbers like that, you get yourself in trouble. And so heavier on the high school in terms of, more than 8 guys, but feel great about the high school class that's coming in and the junior college class really this fall. We got off to a good start early in the fall, and got on some guys before a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. And then really to kind of finish out the fall, got 2 big commitments from some kids down in Texas, and an arm down in the deep South, down and pulled a kid out of Mississippi that a lot of people were down there were not happy that we got, But yeah, so ended up finishing really, really strong, kind of put an exclamation point on it.
In your experience, how important is being the first or one of the first offers in relationships with a student athlete in terms of getting them to campus?
Yeah, it's big because we can kind of set the tone for their recruitment and give them, especially if we get them on campus, what we have here and what we can offer, the facilities that we have, it blows them away. And every kid, especially maybe a kid that doesn't necessarily have a tie to Nebraska or maybe hasn't been here before, you know, that's one thing for an in-state kid that maybe goes out and plays and then comes back. It's cool. You know, you see them get to see, they've been a fan of the program maybe, and or just Husker fans their whole life, but they get to kind of see the all access, you know, facilities. And that's always cool for them. But an out-of-state kid that maybe doesn't have a tie here, that's seeing it all for the first time, it blows them away. And so being able to kind of set the tone and be the first ones on them, where everything that they're going to see and hear after that, they're comparing to us. We have a really, really good track record of getting those guys, because I just nothing can compare to it, you know? And so we're pretty fortunate in that regard. And so the fall is always a really, really busy time, because you got your own team, you're going through fall ball. And the fact that just where we're at in the country, we have to start September 1st. You know, a lot of teams down south, they don't even start till like mid-October maybe. Woo. And they can run through November with their fall ball, which means they can spend the first month and a half out recruiting the junior colleges. Mm-hmm. That we've got to kind of split our time a little bit with our own team and then trying to get out, you know, to see those guys. But, you know, the hard work aspect element of it, the hustle part of it is what we love. That's what I love about the whole recruiting process and outworking people to go see guys and find guys. And yeah, so getting in there early with the guys and getting them up here to a football game, letting them experience Lincoln, and their, you know, their parents, they fall in love with the place, and everywhere they go after that just kind of doesn't really stack up. So it's big for us.
First of all, the weather outside makes me want to lace them up again. I mean, what a perfect day to play some fall baseball, it would be. Can your guys get outside and do anything?
Yeah,
day like today. Good.
So we've, you know, we're in skill instruction mode right now, which our hours have been cut down with the guys, and we can focus a little more on individual work in smaller groups or a little more one-on-one time. But we still, a couple times a week, we've been super fortunate with the weather to be able to get outside and do some team defense type stuff. There's still some guys getting live at bats and facing hitters live, and we can kind of do a little quasi scrimmage and so still getting a lot of good reps in there, and getting together as a team is always good this time of year too, because it can be kind of a weird dynamic because you're together all the time for a month and a half. Mm-hmm. You know, and then all of a sudden fall ball's over and it's like the hitters are over here and the pitchers are over here, and maybe they only see each other, you know, at study hall or in the training or the training table, sure, you know, for a meal, sure, or something like that. So anytime you can get them together, is always good. Just keep the team, you know, the chemistry and all that stuff kind of rolling. Yeah, having like the Sandhills facility out there that we can go use is huge.
That's going to be my next question. How much are you out at Sandhills versus at Haymarket versus maybe even like a Denton Hartog sometimes?
Yeah. So Hartog was always where we would go before Sandhills was around. Now it's, we just go right down the road. I mean, what is it?
Nice.
Quarter mile from the field. And, yeah, and the fact that
make him run over there.
You know, yeah.
Get conditioning. Just take a beer, little jog.
There's your warm up. But they're getting the field right now, ready for winter. So we're not out on Haymarket right now. And so going over a couple times a week, you know, just hopping over to Sandhills is such a huge advantage for us, and especially getting this kind of weather at this time of year is big, you know, for, again, just you've got guys from a development standpoint, you don't have to just go inside and throw bullpens or hit in the cage. You can still go get live at bats and get live looks. The outfielders can get live reads off a bat, the infielders, you know, and so it can't be overstated how important just having that facility in such close proximity is for us.
Bill and Bennett and our starter Heyman Jewelers text line. It seems kind of weird to be talking about Husker baseball in November, but don't worry. I love it. Go Big Red. You mentioned fall ball. So it's done for you guys. How'd it go? How do you feel about the fall?
Great. I've told people from a very, very, first off, shout out Bill and Bennett, but gets the participation award here. Just with the text message and the interaction with the shows here. I know he texted in. I was listening in earlier and he texted in, but the fall ball, I told people this, it always kind of gives you a window. You never maybe put all your stock into the results and how guys do in fall ball, but more from a team standpoint, like what do we have? And I told people this from a very, very early on in the fall, even late summer, we had over 20 guys here going through summer workouts and doing stuff on their own, completely voluntary, hitting on their own, throwing on their own, just taking the initiative. And the chemistry that this team has shown going back to late August and early September, before we even got our hands on or met as a team, the week before school started, we had our entire team here getting after it, working out, again, all player led type stuff. And it was very evident, being around this group, there was something different about it. And it just kind of gives me the same type vibes of like the 2024 team that we had. It's the chemistry and there's the tight knit group that we had then, and that 2021 team and just how close those guys were. That stuff is big. It's not just the fact that they get along with each other and their buddies and their boys, but you have that brotherhood and that closeness to where they're not afraid of confrontation. They're not afraid to hold each other accountable to the standards of the program. And so I remember one of the last workouts that they had before we got going, when they were just kind of doing it on their own. They kind of had to do something. They got challenged to do something. They go through this. It's not an ad, but just kind of this butt kicker type ISO series that they do to kind of the finishing touches of the workout. And it's really tough. Mm-hmm. And they had to do something. They got the option. It's like, all right, if you do this, you can get out of it for the day. It was like a Friday workout or something. And they did it. They got after, they checked the box and it was like, congratulations. Okay. Like, great job. You don't have to do it. And they said, no, we're going to do it. We're going to do it anyway. We're here. We're going to do it. And it's going to make just because it's going to make us better. And because it's hard, like, mm-hmm. we're just going to do it because it's tough and we're all here together. And they knocked it out. And, but there was still kind of some, there was a point in there. It's some kind of a deal. It's like you're holding a weight, but you're holding it in like an isometric hold, right?
Okay,
so you're dying the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's like if your knee, if you get too high in a, you know, in a stance, or if your knee touches, something like that, even just something, the details of if you turn the wrong way when you're transitioning from one thing to the next, it's start completely over. Woo. And they had to start over, I think, one time for doing it. And
groceries are getting more expensive and somehow less fresh. If you're tired of throwing away wilted greens and overpaying for produce that doesn't last, it's time to grow your own. Meet Garden. It's a sleek, soil-free indoor growing system that does the hard work for you. Using automated light and water, Garden grows fresh, clean food in your living room or kitchen all year long. No dirt, no daily chores, no green thumb required. Stop planning your life around grocery runs. Just harvest what you need when you need it. Visit mygarden.com. That's mygardyn.com. Garden. Harvest happiness.
And Josh Overbeek called the group up after they were done. And they're all, you know, dead, dying, and
dog breathing. Tired.
And Josh Overbeek called the group up and just absolutely laid into them. And you thought, I mean, it was like, you know, a linebacker talking to the huddle of a team, like before a football game, like that kind of intensity. Right. And we were just kind of like cutting our eyes, you know, the coaching staff, like back and forth, like, yeah, all right, we've got something here, you know? And so I've told people going back to the beginning of the fall, they like each other and they like to work. And if you've got those two things, you got a really good shot. And that continued on throughout the entire fall and had guys, you know, kind of step up in into some more more of a leadership type role and leadership positions. We heard some voices that that some guys that we need to kind of hear. It was an extremely good fall from the standpoint of that, like a culture type deal. And on the baseball side of it, had some really good production from a lot of guys.
Outscore your two opponents 25-12. That goes away. We like positive run differentials. And red white was pretty well contested as well.
The red white series was great because my team won.
the important things.
And so that's always a fun thing, you know, at the end of the fall there. You score more baseball points than the other team and you got a pretty good chance. That's good. And I think people are really, really going to like the product that we put out on the field and people should get really excited. So yes, Bill, it's weird talking about Husker baseball in November, but, it's time to get excited about this team.
It absolutely is. I mean, just looking at the box score, a lot of new names, a lot of familiar names contributing all fall. Let's get into those box score numbers first, maybe for the returners. Who took that step forward this fall? Again, we know it's got to carry over to the season, but from their work over the summer, whether they were playing in a league or doing their own work, who were some of the guys, whether it's in the field or in the batter's box or on the mound, that you and the coaching staff saw really take a jump this fall?
Yeah, Will Jeske had a great fall, and he's just the trajectory he's been on in his career, just kind of a self-made guy that maybe was a little bit overlooked, under-recruited, or just maybe wasn't quite the finished product, you know, local kid here in Lincoln, you know, and coming out of high school, you know, but he did some things that we liked, and he's really worked hard and turned himself into a really, really good player. And maybe the most unselfish guy, you know, on our team. And he's a glue guy. Personality to burn. Y'all might be fans. Y'all might be hearing him on the mic here, at some point. He's kind of just stepped into that role and you know, really turned himself into a really, really good player. We keep a chart on the fall. It's not just stats, but we kind of keep it. We've got some different things that we look at. Essentially, are you a winning player or not? Mm-hmm. And we take into account positive and negative. And he had the best fall in terms of of how we grade that out.
The winners win sort of stuff.
Yeah, he had the best fall out of anybody. And right behind him was Case Sanderson. And he has really taken a jump. As good as he is offensively, the power production, he has killed it in the weight room and he's kind of made that jump, which is something that, you know, professional scouts kind of wanted to see. I don't know that I would call it a knock on him, because power is always a little bit late developing for a hitter. But that
just
was
as they grow into their body or learn their mechanics. Yeah, why kinda, is that a late developing thing?
The way we always kind of put it, you got to kind of get your man muscles, you know, and you'll have guys in college, obviously they're extremely strong and physical. But there's just, sometimes there's something that happens around 22, 23, 24, 25. And it just kind of pops for guys.
Case is getting there.
He is getting there. And the power production, the power numbers that we saw, what he's doing, not only just in games, but in practice and some of those metrics that we've seen, he's kind of made that jump. So those are, I would say, the two. I mean, getting a guy, obviously getting older guys like Overbeek and Dylan Carey back is big. You've got Butenbeck, who's back, who showed really, really good flashes of it last year, of the kind of player, the kind of hitter that he can be. And I think just him showing that a little more consistently, he's going to be a threat in the lineup. And then on the mound, I mean, Tyner Horn, everybody kind of knows. You know, he was back doing his thing. Carson Yasa, who he does some things on the mound that, you know, you've got to tune into a big league game to see.
You can't teach 6'7" in that fastball.
No. And he's developed you know, another pitch. Coach Childress got him throwing a cut fastball now. Ooh. That he throws like 92 miles an hour. I mean, just it's like you've got 97, you know, sitting in your back pocket whenever you want. You're like, I'm just going to let me play with my food a little bit here, and I'll just throw this 92 mile an hour cutter. I'll pitch off that as opposed to my 97 mile an hour fastball. But
what a luxury.
He probably took the biggest jump for me on the mound of guys from the returners on the mound. That's pretty exciting what he's doing right now, and I think he's set himself up to have a really, really big year.
A guy like Ty Horan kind of got thrust into the Friday role after Mason went down with the injury last year. Mm-hmm. What did you like about how he responded to that challenge stepping into that role? And has that confidence carried over into the fall of, hey, I'm the dude in this rotation?
Yeah. And his confidence obviously comes from just his work ethic, but I think the mentality on the mound, like he was always a competitor. But he was one of those guys that sometimes that could kind of work against him because he could kind of be his own worst enemy, you know, and he would, if the other team maybe started chirping at him a little bit, I mean, that would fuel him, but sometimes too much, you know. Gotcha. And he would kind of get himself in a little bit of trouble there because he would get outside of himself, you know, and his maturity and of just under the umbrella of his competitiveness has kind of made him even better. What he's starting to learn, you know, is just, all right, how can I sort of stay within myself here? And I'm still pitching my game. They're chirping because I'm, you know, because I'm tough to deal with, and just kind of trusting that a little bit, and just staying at his competitive best. It's his best tool that now he's able to kind of let it work more in his favor.
You mentioned too, fall ball, kind of a window into the team. Your identity's not fully set. You don't know who's going to be playing what roles. Then you mentioned even the power for Case Sanderson and the cutter for Carson Yasa. How much of the fall is process versus results? Right, this is the time to tinker, to get the feel, get the grip, you make sure I'm in the right spot athletically versus, hey, it is nice to win and, you know, come out your team red, white with a win and beat Wichita and Omaha. And to see those actually, you know, batting average, slugging, on base numbers, you know, ERA numbers actually reflect what the process has been over the summer and through the fall.
Yeah, it is. And you said the word there, the key word there, process. That's what the fall is all about. Like, I would feel the same way about our fall as a whole right now if we had lost those games. Like, those are good to get the young guys in there and let them experience, you know, hey, this is what a road trip is like. This is, you know, mm-hmm. when we stay overnight at a hotel and then we got to get up and get ready to go play, this is what we do. This is the pregame routine. This, you know, you get all that stuff kind of under their belt. But it's much more about the process, teaching guys how we go about our business, what we do from a culture standpoint, and what that looks like day in and day out, how we practice. And you're installing, you know, stuff offensively and defensively and stuff on the mound. But it is a time, you know, for us to also, I mean, you tinker a little bit, but for the most part, during fall ball, you kind of sit back and watch. And it's more about, all right, there's a certain standard that we hold ourselves to, what this program is about. Those are the things we're going to teach more in the fall. Now, when we get to late October, November, where we're at now we can start tinkering a little bit more with the guys and, you know, making adjustments mechanically and things like that. Actual fall ball is much more about the team and the mindset and the culture and the standard, and this is who we are. This is how we go about our business day in and day out, and holding the guys to that.
A lot of that comes from you as coaches, set the tone. But you mentioned a guy like Josh Overby. You also, can you give a shout out to some of those other guys that maybe stepped up alongside Josh that you said you heard their voices more in important roles this fall?
Yeah. Dylan Carey was another one. And that's, you know, just by nature of his position. Like, you're the starting shortstop. You're a fourth year guy now, and you've started here your entire career. You know, that was a big thing for him, was just, we need to hear your voice. And so that's one that really, really stood out, to me. And we had some new guys too, that, and some freshmen for that matter. I mean, and that, again, that's kind of the whole thing that we teach. It's like, everybody's invested in this thing. You don't have to be a junior or a senior or a fifth year guy to have a voice on this team. Everybody's putting in the work and everybody's invested. You all have a voice and you all know what the standard is. It's on everybody to kind of uphold that. And
like, you're a Husker baseball player too. Sure. You have a class, you're falling in line, but also you're here for a reason.
No doubt. Yeah. And so we had some new guys to the program. You know, Cooper Katsky, Kevin Mantle, like those guys are driving the train. Jet Buck, who's
fantastic baseball name, by the way.
Great. Yeah, we talked about that last week. That's a great name for anything. I'm trying to, like, here's a challenge. All right, let's text in what that would not be a good name for. It's a good cowboy name, you know. Oh, I mean, it's like up. Race car driver, like, you name it. I'm Jet Buck, you know, fill in the blank, and it just works. Jeter Worthley, you know, is a guy. He's a freshman catcher, and just, he didn't come in like a freshman by any means. And so that guys kind of see that, and they start to feed off that, and they realize they have a voice here, and their voice matters. It's valued, and it matters. And that goes a long way too, just with the chemistry of the team and everybody, feeling like they are the standard bearer, of the program. And that makes our job easier too, as coaches, to where we set it, the players uphold it and carry that cross every day. And that allows us to now focus on some other things, you know, in the team. The culture can be player led, and we can focus on, all right, how do we win baseball games?
Always important. More baseball points than the other team.
It's very important.
I've been told.
In fact, I would say it's crucial.
Some would say. You heard it here first, folks. That's Nebraska assistant Lance Harvell.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's crucial to score more than the other team. Said it for years.
Baseball 101.
I will die on that. I will die on that hill.
Did you learn that before you got to college assistant coaching?
You know, no, I picked that up as a player. I picked up on that pretty early.
That's always the best of the best, folks. This is One-on-One with DP, Nebraska assistant coach Lance Harvell. And we'll be back with more of your comments and questions on our Sartor Hamann Jewelers text line. Got a number of things that you guys want to know from coach. We'll hit that when we get back.